It's been another eventful day in the continuing debate on Scottish independence and the future of Scotland. Earlier on today, the staff of Robert Gordon University here in Aberdeen debated the issue and discussed the issue in the presence of Education Secretary Mike Russell. And just tonight, the students have been debating the issue as well in front of a panel of politicians and activists campaigning for either stance on the referendum, whether Scotland should be independent or still in the United Kingdom. And joining me now is the compeer of tonight's event, the main compeer of tonight's event, RGU President for Communication, Paul Green. Paul, how are you doing?
I'm very well, thank you. I'm very well.
Can I just say well done on chairing this event? I mean, it just seems like it was a huge ask to actually set this event up, but you did it really, really brilliantly.
I'm absolutely thrilled about the numbers. I remember when we had our AGM in here, the first time we didn't even reach 60 people and couldn't have it. The second time we had about 90 odds. And now we've hit well over 200 people. We're absolutely thrilled with the result and we've got a lot of great feedback, so we're really pleased.
How difficult or easy was it to actually set this whole event up?
It was quite challenging. I had a few sleepless nights this week, actually, including last night, and I was absolutely knackered all day today. But we had so much support from the AV company that helped us today, and so many events management students came out en masse to come and support us. That as well, we had our radio volunteers, our magazine volunteers, and our RGU TV volunteers all helping us out. So that was a massive help for me, and in the end, it wasn't too bad.
Yeah, well, good for you, good for you. And is this the first time you've done something like this here at the uni? I mean, you've got to forgive me because I've not been at the uni for around about 2.5 years. And are you planning to do something like this again in the future before the vote in September?
There will be absolutely more of this. And what we want to have is an RGU independence referendum. That's what we want. And before we have that, and that will be maybe next month, maybe the month after, but before that, we've already had a radio debate. We've already had, I believe you listened to, and we already had an open live debate. But what we want next is more of the same or something different. We don't know. We'll go to statutory students and we'll say, what do you want to see? A debate on the radio, a debate on TV, a debate in a room, or a debate with no politicians? We're not sure yet. We know there'll be more of it and there's more on the pipeline, so stay tuned on that.
That's fantastic, Paul. Thank you very much indeed for that. So keep in touch with RGU for all the latest on that. I'm sure there's going to be loads more events coming up as well. And as a graduate of this wonderful institution, it actually personally brings me a lot of pride to see something as prestigious as this. Now, I say prestigious because there was 8 panellists tonight and there was a huge turnout, and it seemed to be a very, very informative and enlightening event. Paul, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you very much for having us, and please remember to register to vote.
Thank you. Thank you very much indeed.
Thanks a lot.